Warbeak, the spider queen, shook a wing.
They worms must come from the Northlands. All bad in North. They go back that way. Open little worm gate in North Wall.
Basil seconded Warby.
Do you know, I believe you're right, old thing. When the belly rain stops chucking down, I'll try and track them. Afraid there won't be much to track after this downpour, though.
I think the brothers and sisters should take stock of everything, just in case there is something missing,
the abbot suggested.
Foremole, would you get a burial detail of your moles to dig two graves next to each other? Basil, perhaps you can see what you can find around that small north wall gate. The rest of you, when the rain stops, please help to bring the tables and stuff back in. We'd best get the abbey back to normal running as soon as possible.
Matthias stood up resolutely.
Right, that's it then. I think I'll take a walk up to the infirmary and see how John is.
Sister May and Mrs. Church Mouse cautioned Matthias to be silent as he entered the sick bay. John Church Mouse lay pale and still, but breathing evenly.
How is he?
Matthias whispered. Mrs. Church Mouse smiled.
Alive and recovering, thank you, Matthias.
John opened his eyes slowly and looked around. Matthias pressed his head back to the pillow as he tried to rise.
Take it easy, old friend. Just lie there. But if you feel like talking, perhaps you could tell us what you remember of last night. Nobody knows what went on at the feast.
Tears beaded in John's eyes.
Friar Hugo and I had full cups already, so we didn't let them pour us more ale. Poor Mrs. Bankvo was too busy looking after her baby to join in the toast. Matthias, there's no doubt about it. You were all drugged. Even then, Hugo and I were half hypnotized by that fox with the cape. When we saw what was going on, we ran after them and tried to stop it. All three of us. The friar, Mrs. Bankvole, and myself.
But what did go on? What were they after, John?
Matthias had an awful feeling in the pit of his stomach as he asked the question. The church mouse broke down sobbing.
Our young ones, Matthias. They took my Tim and Tess, Sam Squirrel, Cynthia Bankvole, and your Madam Mayo.
An icy claw gripped Matthias's heart. The words echoed from the doorway where Cornflower stood with baby Rollo.
Maddie Mayo? Gone? My Tim and Tess, oh, say it's not true.
Mrs. Church Mouse's voice was equally tinged with disbelief. Baby Rollo was hidden by the aprons of Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse as they hugged each other and wept. John raised his head.
Little Cynthia Vole and Sam Squirrel too. They took them all,
he said sadly. Sister May began bathing John's wound. She dabbed away the tears that fell upon his brow.
Poor Jess. Whatever will we tell her? Deary me, little Cynthia is an orphan. Orphan. Bleed. What will become of her? What a cruel and heartless thing to do. Wicked beasts, stealing our young ones away. What badness!
Matthias put his paw about Cornflower's shaking shoulders. He was numbed. Thoughts of his son raced through his mind. The stern lecture he had given him. The double tasks. Now he was gone. It was as if half of his heart had gone too. He loved Matameo, who would do little things that reminded him so much of himself and Cornflower. Poor Cornflower. Even now she was trying to be brave, comforting Mrs. Church Mouse. Matthias held her tighter.
Don't worry, Cornflower. I'll bring our son back. I'll bring them all back. Nothing can stop me doing that. He'll be back in his own bed in the gatehouse cottage soon. You'll see.
Mrs. Church Mouse went to tend John, and Sister May slipped off to break the sad news to Jess Squirrel. Cornflower took Rollo over to the infirmary window. She stared out at the rain.
I won't be going back to our gatehouse until Matameo is back,
she declared.
I'll stay at the abbey and mind Rollo.
Matthias nodded silently as Cornflower dried her eyes and sighed.
Oh, Matameo, I hope no harm comes to you. My son, poor Matameo.
Baby Rollo sped his paws wide, his face as sad as Cornflower's.
Poor Tameo, gunned.
Matthias joined them at the window, staring out into the rain. Sorrow and pain mingled with the cold lights of rage and vengeance in his eyes.